Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
You guys can judge me all you want. My guilty pleasure is sniffing my wife. It sounds creepy.
What?
Oh, dude.
It sounds creepy.
I was half listening because I'm getting secrets right now.
What?
You're married to her.
Sniffing.
You get your big guilty pleasure sniffing her.
I love, and she all the time. We'll be in line at the grocery store and I'm standing behind her because I'm tall. And I'm like, she's like, please stop smelling my hair. And I'm like, I can't help it. I love the smell of your hair.
I mean, that's sweet and creepy all at the same time.
No, well, I don't. I mean, it's not really sweet. You just like the smell of it, so you look like a creeper. If anybody didn't know you two were married, they'd be like, oh, that big, tall, lanky guy, he is sniffing that woman's hair.
Well, I like when people notice because I'm always like, you smell different when you're awake.
Oh my God.
I'll be honest with you. The things that you think are funny, it might be sketchy. It might be sketchy. Be like,
but it's a guilty pleasure. I love to smell like her skin, like after she's out of the shower.
Oh God. I was always the creepy one on the show.
Not anymore.
No, and that's your wife, quote unquote wife.
Yeah,
we still haven't met her. I think, is this just him out in public with some stranger going, I like her hair.
I mean, that's you probably.
I would never do that in public. Never do that in public.
Never.
You've never been with a lady and you just love how she smells. Your husband never smells you. Lady.
He doesn't awkwardly sniff me.
I don't think it's awkward. I'm just behind her. I'm like,
he might say you smell really good.
Like cheese.
But not like.
Kind of have like a. She has the worst coffee breath. Your wife, not Dennis.
How do you know?
Oh my gosh. Speaking of my wife, we did two Twin Cities Legends over the weekend. We went to Matt's, which a lot of people were commenting, oh, you got to try 5A Club and all that. We've been there. Believe me, my wife knows two things in the Twin Cities, Lake Minnetonka and Matt's.
Okay. Two big deals.
Yeah. So the fact that we had been here, she had been here for like 8 days and hadn't been to Matt's yet, we had to go on Sunday. So yes, Pidge asked me yesterday, which was the most awkward thing ever. What did you have there? Which I was like, what do you think I had there?
It's Matt's. Well, you have to go for the Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, but Pidge doesn't do that, Wes.
So
he doesn't
weird.
Get normal things from normal places. Like, what do you get there? Like a chicken finger platter?
At Matt's?
Yeah.
I don't really go there. I mean, I've gone there once. I had the Juicy Lucy just because I had to have it. And then if I went back, I wouldn't get it.
He will not eat cheese on his burger. And I'm not making fun of him. Everybody has those weird things that they're like, oh, I don't want. Because he likes cheese and he likes a burger, but he won't eat them together.
Yeah,
so weird.
It's true. But so most weird. People would get a Juicy Lucy there because that's what they're famous for.
They have a chicken sandwich on the menu, which I was shocked by.
Probably good, right. But am I ever going to have that over the Juicy Lucy? No.
No. No. But before that, we had gone to the Mall of America. My wife had never been. And we came in the east entrance, level 5 or whatever it was.
Yep, I always east entrance it myself.
And walked in there, and we were on one quarter of the mall, you know, it's a big square.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, this is it.
Oh.
And I was like, this is 1/4 of it. And she's like, wait, what? She's like, oh, it goes all. And what is that? Because then you could see the Nickelodeon Center. And she's like, there's a theme park in here. And I'm like, have you never even Googled the Mall of America in your 38 years on this planet? She knew nothing about the Mall of America. She's like, that's amazing. There's a theme park in the middle of this. Like, imagine
Nickelodeon.
You guys have lived here so long that you're just so used to what the Mall of America is.
Yep.
To take somebody in there for the first time that had no idea anything about it.
Yeah, I do forget, like, if people come to visit, you know, oh, we have to go to Mall of America. I'm like, oh, yeah. But for me, I'm like, I can go anytime. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should bring you there. It's kind of a big deal.
Right. It's insane that she lived in Wisconsin for that much time and has never even gone to the Mall of America. It's not like it's a quiet thing nobody talks about.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's pretty topical all the time.
They run advertisements on the radio stations I worked at in Milwaukee for Mall of America because it's not that far of a drive.
Yeah, you're right. It's a fun little getaway for a family. So much to do.
Until she started dating me like 9 years ago, she had never even been to the Twin Cities, I don't think. Which I'm like, it's the next state.
See, I feel like the more stories I hear about you and your wife, I really think she's made up. I know that I played, she's not real. I'm really starting to question, AI is a wonderful thing nowadays.
Right. And I mean, maybe he is really good at it if he made up his wife.
I mean, there are times around here where he's like, oh, I have an Android phone and I can't get this and I don't do that and I'm not good with technology. You've been BSing us this whole time.
I did watch her last night because HBO made me.
No, it's because you like to sniff people's hair.
That's weird.
That's weird.
I have to say, there are people texting in.
Thank you.
Yep, I fully agree with Wes. I love smelling my fiance.
Two people. One is about babies, and one is about sniffing your fiance's hair.
I love smelling babies.
Somebody else also texted in and said, welcome to the Twin Cities, Hutch 2.0. Oh. And I said, hey now, come on now. That might be true. Just kidding. That's not a goal to strive for.
Oh, my gosh.